Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bostic, I mean, you were all over this. I thought if the Steelers were going to win, it'd be like 7-6.
You have no idea how hard I was pulling for that other 16 yards to happen. I mean, 284, I would take it. I think I spoke it into existence. I'm pretty certain I'm the only person in Pittsburgh that predicted that Aaron Rodgers would throw for anywhere near to 300 yards.
I agree.
I'm actually quite confident 100%. In that. And I'm all for it, man. That was Rogue Rodgers. You know how many times he audibled in that game at the line of scrimmage? I mean, you could hear it. It was not saying he went rogue. I'm sure it was within the construct of the offense.
Yeah.
But he had the full keys in that game. He had the keys to the car in that game. And
he had the keys to DK Metcalf.
Was that his choice, you think, or was that Tomlin and Arthur Smith's choice?
I think that they got some veteran receivers that he trusts that can handle that. You know, you had assignment issues with Roman Wilson last year. Now with Aaron and his knowledge of the game and ability to change plays and get out of plays and into other plays, you know, dealing with that was going to be another ball of wax. Obviously, they bring in Thielen. They elevate MVS, and that was – he felt like they had the best week of practice, so they were – he was more inclined to be aggressive. And I would anticipate that would continue. I mean, why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it continue? I mean, they couldn't run the ball against a very poor run defense. So they're going to have to throw it. And they got problems up front, more problems than they had at the beginning of the year.
Not in pass protection.
That was the worst pass rush I think I've seen in the NFL.
Man, them and the Bengals, they can't rush the passer at all.
Bengals are terrible.
I mean,
the Ravens are terrible.
You can't get Fool's Gold, obviously, because he had all day to throw at times. And then he made some terrific plays where he kind of snuck out of there,
yes,
ducked out
did.
Of it. Like, the mobility looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying he's what he was 10 years ago.
Better than I thought it would.
The dude can still play. Like, he can still throw it. He obviously can still move around enough to extend a play and create a scramble opportunity. And those guys seem to be on the same page with him. They got DK the ball early, too, which was important. Taking that shot early I thought was big.
Oh, you had to have known. The second that ball landed in the bucket, you were probably like, yeah, he's doing it.
I mean, he just took 1/6 of it out.
From a mathematics standpoint, but from a, oh, yeah, they're actually doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing I loved about it was like a fake little toss. He looked left and then just chucked this thing right sideline, and it was just in a paint bucket.
I could watch that thing on repeat over and over and over.
I mean, that wasn't even, like, that was big time. I mean, the back shoulder fade he threw to DK that got, you know, was PBU, but should have been caught.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it should.
I mean, I rag on this guy. Pickens catches that ball.
stop it. But you're right.
He does, and then he, you know, takes five plays off and doesn't run for after a post route.
Pat, we saw a crossing route by DK. I saw a dig route by DK.
Did you see the dig route he threw? That, like, he threw it just out of the reach of the linebacker into a window that only he could have seen. And DK almost caught that ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we saw all the things that maybe Artie was listening to me.
I think he might have been.
No way.
I think he might have been. This is a very popular show, Pat.
Dude, he listens. I talked to him.
Especially on Thursdays. Are you coming in tomorrow, by the way? Let me put you on the spot. Yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah, only for 2 hours, though. I have to go to I got an appointment. Kenneth Gainwell's a really good football player.
Mm-hmm.
Really good football player. The only thing I was really wrong on was Jaylen Warren did nothing in that game, relatively speaking.
I'm okay with him doing nothing the rest of the year as long as
Gainwell, yeah.
Yeah, you let eight throw the friggin' ball down the field.
Yeah, it was fun to watch.
Here's my concern.
And then
They
went into neutral in the fourth quarter, though.
That they did. They got outgained. From the point it was 27-16 till the end of the game, they got outgained 210-3.
Yep.
Not ideal.
You know, it's a mentality thing, particularly as the road gets narrow, but also the schematics are a component of it. We knew we would have opportunities. We've just been in those circumstances with Baltimore so many times over the years, and I'm in the process of getting familiar with Miami and what that might look like this week.
I hope it's more the beginning portion of that statement than the latter portion. Okay, obviously they thought, because Mike Tomlin said it right after the game, that there were things that they could do against Baltimore. But, Mike, yes, the road is narrow. This is the stretch run. This is why Aaron's here. You brought him here to be your X factor, your difference maker when the road gets narrow. And so live and die with it, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have other pathways to victory. I think if they want their defense to be good, they can't have him on the field for 40 minutes a game. I think if they want their defense to be good, they have to put him in a position where the run gets taken out of the game because you're up in the game. And if you can't take the run away, you got to fight fire with fire. I hope that's the way he sees it. I'm personally going to need to see it again on Monday to believe that they've changed their stripes, but I do have a little bit of optimism.
Well, you're going to absolutely have to see it Monday, in my opinion, because this team is extremely explosive, and they're coming in with a lot of confidence. They've won four straight. They've rallied behind Mike McDaniel, a guy that a lot of us thought was going to be fired about two months ago. And if Achan does play, he did get hurt in the first half of the game on Sunday. If he does play, that's a guy that they get the ball in multiple ways, whether he's playing receiver. I mean, you'll look up – 1 week he'll have 7 catches for 100 yards, and the next week he'll have 12 carries for 150.
Right.
You know, he can do it so many ways, and you can't let them breathe at all. So you have to be aggressive on offense. You have to score – on them immediately, because you do not want to get in a shootout with that team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Put the ball into his hands. You know
he's been better.
Yep.
He's been better this year. He stayed healthy, so I give him a lot of credit. Gave him a lot of credit yesterday, just the team as a whole. But Tua's in a position right now, by looking at some of their games, where he's not asked to be a hero. And he's played that way. And he's like, fine, like, this is my role. I don't need to be a hero every single game, or really at all. So he has played better. He's not the Tua of last year. But, you know, you really do not want to get in a shootout with this football team, and because they can bury you.
They destroyed Buffalo.
30-13.
Yeah, killed them.
That's what started their streak.
Yep. And right now, make no mistake about it, like right now, today, they're a good football team.
Yeah.
Achan had 174 yards in that game. They're playing like a good football team.
Well,
he had 120 against Washington. He had 134 against New Orleans. Then, I mean, they're playing good football, I guess, is probably the best way to put it. And you can get beat by anybody anyhow. I think you're right. I think it has to be another Rodgers game. And Tua's got this whole cold weather thing, which is good.
It's going to be 15 degrees at kickoff.
And there could be some snow.
I think it's great.
You guys want to go?
No.
I mean, they beat the Saints, the Jets, and the Commanders.
Yep.
Three of the three. I'll give them Buffalo. Buffalo's not that good, by the way. But the last three have been about as easy as you can get in the NFL.
You're right about that.
All three of those teams don't have a quarterback.
Correct.
At all right now. And they beat, what was the score against the Jets? 34-10, handled them. The old 16-13 win against the Commanders.
Oof. Gutted it out. They got that winning culture there in Miami. I can't believe that guy didn't get fired.
Me
I can't
too.
Believe they're winning for him.
Right.
I cannot, but I thought they were going to be picking in the top five of the NFL.
Yeah, like if they're not a great football team right now, but they're a dangerous football team.
Sure.
They're dangerous. They don't have their best player, which is helpful.
Yes, it is.
Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
And you need
well, and they've rallied, which shows a lot.
They've rallied against three pretty bad football teams.
And
what have the Steelers done?
I'm picking up what you're putting down, though. Like, you need to win. You got to win this game. Like, we don't need to talk about them like the 1985 Bears.
Your
favorite. It's at your place. It's in December. Yeah. When we did the scheduled game, we're like, the Steelers.
Steelers should go 3-1 these last four.
Wow.
We should. You're playing the Dolphins, who are better than the last two teams you're probably going to play, frankly. I don't think the Ravens are worth much. And Cleveland's bad. They lost to Tennessee.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, Shador threw for 384.
He had to, and they lost.
Saying.
They lost.
Saying.
That They're one bad. Already scares me, though, because of how the Steelers have played in Cleveland.
Now, I'm going into these last four pretty confident.
Yeah.
I'm going into these last four pretty confident. I liked what I saw on Sunday.
What do you think it's going to – I mean, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but what do you think it's going to look like against the Lions, which is probably the game that you have them losing?
Well,
do you think it's competitive?
I treat that like a playoff game with house money. I go out there and just sling it.
Uh-huh.
You're playing in a dome. Go up there and just sling that thing around. And, yeah, you risk injury, and it's not a AFC game and all those things. But you know what? You've got to build. This team has limped into the playoffs the last few years. And then they've gone in and gotten boat raced, except with the exception of coming back against Buffalo a few years back. Go in there with some swagger. And that's what I liked about Sunday. Was there was some swagger. You had to discount, double check. I like Rodgers doing it. Tomlin, not so much. I don't think he co-signed like that. That's Rodgers' thing. And then they went into a shell in the fourth quarter, which I hated. I would have loved to see them come out. There's 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. Throw that thing, get a first down,
yes.
And knee on it.
Yes.
You know, that's what college football has changed my mindset on all this. You know, Baltimore, Lamar's not playing good enough. He wasn't playing good enough. I did not feel threatened in that game that he was going to score a touchdown. I did not. They needed 8 minutes to score a touchdown. They would have had to converted four fourth downs.
They did the Mason Rudolph thing at the end of the two-minute drill. I mean, it was just – they moved, 10 yards in –
which is why Tomlin sat on the ball, because he had faith in his defense.
Yeah.
Ultimately, that's his decision. But I would have loved to see him take that thing on, you know, take the bull by the horns, throw it on second and third down at least – and get it. But you know, obviously they pressured him on a third and long, and you have to throw it underneath to a guy that really hasn't played. You're not going to convert that situation very often. But I saw some swagger with that offense for the first time in a long time. And I think they have to continue to ride that. because as quickly as it can come, it can go away if you don't keep feeding it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.